complete pocket passer is fading, you know. So you have to be, as a defensive lineman, you have to know that you can rush the quarterback at the same time. He might just, you know, scamper for 50 yards downfield. So it just adds extra toll on us just to know where he's at all times.
Is the idea to stay in base, though, with him? Because if you focus on, put a spy on him or focus too much on one guy, then somebody else can get
somebody else is open, yeah. I think, I don't know what we're going to do game plan. We're still game planning, but I think that it's just good assignment football. We need to maintain our gaps, not get too far upfield and contain. That's what it comes down to.
How much, yep. How much changes, if anything, when, say, you go from being in, like, a base 4-3 to suddenly it's a third down and maybe you guys are going with a nickel and a dime package? Like, I know, obviously, the changes in personnel are going to be in the back seven, but does anything change for you guys as a defensive line in terms of responsibilities?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to know that, you know, if the guys are in man coverage behind us, we got to know that we can't get too crazy going upfield with the pass rush, you know. So we just got to be mindful of where our support is, and we just got to be just know at all times when's a good time to pass rush, when's a good time to not. So
how important is it to keep that in mind when you're facing somebody like Lynch who, at any point, if he sees a lane, he's going to start running?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, assignment football. We got our gap, our two gaps, whatever. We got to make sure we got those at all times. And he's a great quarterback. He's going to make some plays. But we just got to do our best to contain him and, you know, like I said, do our job.
How much of last year's film, if, like, any of it at all, do you go back and look at when you're preparing for a game like this and a team like this?
Oh, we've already watched last year's game just because, you know, he's pretty much you know, runs 50 to 60% of their offense, and it's not like he's going to do something really different. But, no, we've already watched that, and we watched a lot of stuff from last year, and he's a playmaker, and we know that the ball is going to be given to him to make plays, so just got to do our job to stop him.
Considering what happened last year, where you guys are coming back from, most important season opener you've played in Iowa? Like a big picture, what it could mean?
Shoot, I guess, I don't know if it's the most important, because you want to win every opener, I guess, but I think that looking into the season, it's an important season to set the tone coming off last year.